I'm speaking now to Adam Kay, who is the amateur transplant. Hello, Adam. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So you're doing a show which is called Adam Kay's Bum Notes. Can you tell us basically what it is that you do?
I sit at a piano and I swear at strangers.
That must look great on the CV.
Yeah. My parents are delighted. Yeah, and I take songs that people already know and I ruin them. And I do that over and over again for an hour and a half. Yeah, eventually everyone's allowed to leave and I time it just right so everyone's missed the last bus home.
Obviously you're being very modest because your songs have been very popular. Probably the best known would be the London Underground songs, which obviously went viral back in, what was it, 2005?
Yeah, around about then. It was weirdly popular.
And you've had rave reviews up and down the country, sell out Edinburgh shows for years and years.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's a market for lowest common denominator smut. And it's a market I've been glad to fulfil.
Obviously, many of your songs have a kind of a medical note because you are, or you used to be rather, a doctor, yes?
Yeah, I guess I still technically am one, although I'm not one who works. I mean, I've still got the degree certificate up somewhere, but I certainly don't inflict it on patients anymore. Yeah, no, I trained as a doctor. And so initially my material was all quite in-jokey and, oh, this is what it's like to be a doctor. And that turned out to be quite a niche market. So I know I'm now a much more general comedian, but I do make the occasional nods to this slightly unusual career trajectory I've followed.
It certainly is unusual. So you've recently, a couple of years ago now, decided to take up comedy full time, right?
Yeah, because until a few years ago, I was juggling the performing and the doctoring, and they were getting in the way of each other. I had to make the call as to which was the one I was going to do, and I chose the one where I can drink at work.
What was it like doing both? Did you ever get patients asking you if they'd heard your songs?
It happened twice in clinic. Someone saying, "Excuse me for asking, are you the doctor who does the swearing?" I would just say no and look confused. And they would be mortified and it could never be mentioned again.
That sounds a very effective way of dealing with it.
But luckily my degree of fame was so slight that it could didn't happen more than twice.
Right. Obviously, you're more a general comedy writer as well. You've had writing credits now on, I see, Mongrels and Watson and Oliver, and also Rapid Obstetrics and Gynecology, a textbook.
Yeah, I mean... I think Rapid Obstetrics and Gynecology is doesn't appear on my writing CV at the moment. But
no.
Yeah,
less jokes.
The graduate textbook I wrote a long time ago. Well Googled.
Is this show going to be mostly your classics that people have YouTubed and loved, or will it be some new material?
There's lots of new material in it, but, you know, me and Elton John, we've got the same problems. Do we play new material, the terrible new stuff, or the classics everyone wants? I'll always put in favourites from the past, but I have to keep things fresh, and I don't want people come to a show and thinking they've already heard all the jokes before, because then that's not very funny. So yeah, that's it. It's a new tour.
And what would you say your favourite song of the show is going to be?
I've got a nice number about Oscar Pistorius that I'm pretty pleased with myself about.
Right, yeah. I should say instantly for those listeners who might be wondering, would you say the material is adult themed?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bring your gran. I wouldn't bring anyone under the age of six. I wouldn't bring a vicar. There's quite a narrow band of people it would be appropriate to bring.
Right, I see. Who might include people who like smutty songs. Yeah. Any funny stories of the tour or anything like that you wanted to mention?
The highlights of the tour so far, anecdote-wise, was after my Bristol date, I fell over and broke my elbow. Turns out I can now play the piano. But there was a dodgy period where I was doing a bit right-handed. Yeah. So that's the most dramatic thing that's happened. So I just tanked myself up on painkillers and white wine, and it's as if both my arms are working fine now. But I know the rest of the day I'm wandering around in a sling.
Wow. Okay. So we're seeing you at sort of, you know, you're struggling on through the pain.
Yeah. Well, essentially, I always drink a large amount before I go on stage, but now there's a sort of, there's a reason, an analgesic reason for me to do it, rather than just sort of, just a sort of thing I do.
You know, I've been seeing your shows for years, and I've always said, I'm pretty sure he's tanked up, and my friend said to me, you know, no, that's his style, it's nice to have my suspicions confirmed.
No, I think in real life I'm so inert, you know, sometimes you just need to have a lucky few bottles of wine before you go on stage. You know, it's like footballers have a lucky dance before they go on their...
You have a lucky binge. Yeah.
A lucky crate of wine.
Would you say that affects your performance style?
No. I'm joking, I'll always... I mean, there's a... I think it's like anyone, if you're drinking in the pub, there's a graph of your sort of, is your social ability. Initially, sort of, your confidence increases, and then there's a tipping point after which you're essentially just dribbling and telling people you love them. So on stage, I need to make sure that I'm being the fun social guy, not the...
You chart the person
who's, not the person who's telling the audience to leave it, they're not worth it.
That's excellent. And what about do you find that the audience have a sort of strong reaction to the material? Obviously, some of it's quite close to the knuckle. You mentioned the Oscar Pistorius to the tune of Bohemian Rhapsody earlier. Have you ever had any kind of pushback?
That's very interesting. I try to be cheeky and naughty and make people sometimes go, but the last thing you ever want to do is to actually offend anyone, because the idea as a comedian is that people leave the show in a much better mood than when they turned up. And I don't want even one person to feel that I've upset them. So you can mention sort of difficult subjects, but you can do it in a charming way, and you're not poking fun at people, and it's difficult. Mm. And I have, along the way, there are two songs that I've performed. One was someone complained to me after a live performance, and they said they didn't think that was very funny because of reason X, Y, Z. And I had one song that someone emailed in to say, and I've never performed those songs since because I don't want to take the risk of actually upsetting people. So it's, you know, and any comedian who's, you know, I'm not a sort of shocking comedian, but any comedian who is that sort of person, you know, you don't want to upset people.
Absolutely, of course, yeah. That's really interesting. I'm more amazed that no one's ever complained about a song like Northern Birds, to be honest.
No, it's a song called Northern Birds to the tune of More Than Words. Let's see what's, that came about. it's so outrageous. It's not making a sociological point. It's so off the scale in terms of the sort of allegations of what these women might be like.
Yeah. gratuitous, absurd.
Yeah, exactly. No one in their right mind could think that this is anyone's opinion. So which is one way of dealing with the subject is to take it, stretch it beyond its logical extreme, and see where you end up.
Oh, that's really funny. And have you ever had anyone from the original compositions on which your songs are sort of based get in touch at all? Do you think that anyone's ever heard one of your songs parodying one of their songs?
Oh, yeah, I know for a fact. Whether it's from cease and desist orders, I know that those record companies have definitely heard. And I also know quite a few of them. Like, I know that Paul Weller's heard the London Underground song and doesn't have the slightest problem with it, which is lucky.
Brilliant, yeah. Lucky, but yes. Also nice. Anyway, so that sounds really good. Fantastic. Sounds absolutely fantastic. And I hope
you
have a great show.
Thank you so much.